This is Get Ready for Workday, a podcast series to support Mass General Brigham's transition to Workday in January 2025, brought to you by the Business Excellence Program. Each episode will share high-level information on topics of change and then point you to related resources for continued learning. Thanks for joining. Let's get started. Quick note to our listeners, some of our sessions are recorded remotely with virtual meetings, so thanks for bearing with us as our audio quality may seem different from episode to episode.
Hello, Mass General Brigham community. My name is Mark Caramonti, Business Excellence Training Delivery Consultant for Organizational Readiness. In this episode, we'll provide a high-level overview of upcoming training initiatives for all employees and all managers. We hear feedback frequently these days that people are very excited for the next steps and details to prepare for Workday, all of which are related to the training experience. So if this sounds like you, good news, you're ready for training. We understand change of this magnitude brings heightened anxiety, especially since we've used PeopleSoft for the past 23 years. Any change will introduce bumps in the road, but we are confident that a combination of job aids, trainings, demonstrations, and life support opportunities will minimize these bumps for all employees to become comfortable in Workday. Let's begin by reviewing the training resources for all employees. Employees will have access to a robust library of job aids, simulations, and interactive demonstrations through the Opus Content Library or the Opus On-Screen Advisor. In a previous episode, we introduced Opus as the just-in-time learning tool to support use of Workday. This on-screen support tool puts step-by-step support right on the Workday screen. You can listen to the Opus podcast to learn more about it. In addition to Opus, the Business Excellence team has also created the Workday Essentials for All Employees e-learning, which is a web-based and self-paced training course. This e-learning will be accessible in HealthStream beginning October 21st, and although it is not required, employees are strongly encouraged to complete the training. So what experience can you expect from the Workday Essentials for All Employees e-learning? Well, this training aims to familiarize employees with the key employee actions in Workday. Starting January 1st, Workday will serve as a platform through which you can access your information and carry out actions necessary for managing your work life within the organization. It'll be where you can access and update your personal data and career profile, view your pay and benefits information, and submit expense reports, among many other actions you might do today. Workday will also provide a clear connection with your manager through activities hosted within the technology. What does training look like from a time commitment perspective? With any self-paced training, the time commitment will vary, but from our experiences, it will take an average of 45 minutes to complete. Again, this e-learning is strongly encouraged to be completed prior to go live. Our next largest audience is our managers, and their training experience will differ from that of all employees. Unlike employee training, managers will be assigned HealthStream e-learnings before gaining access to register for a live webinar session and office hours. The HR team has identified a team of SMEs who will facilitate 3 2-hour live webinars and 5 1-hour drop-in office hour sessions. Here's how the course curriculum will work. On October 21st, you will be assigned 4 e-learnings: Workday Essentials for All Employees, Workday Essentials for People Managers, Reporting Fundamentals, and EWMS Manager Training for Beeline. Once you've completed the series of e-learnings, you will then gain access to register for live webinar sessions. Each Zoom webinar will be 2 hours long and recorded. These webinars are designed to introduce foundational concepts of people management within Workday and provide an interactive overview of common transactions and new ways of working, such as managing team positions, reviewing and approving expense reports, and handling requisition requests. This requirement ensures that the time spent during webinars and office hours is productive, as managers will enter these sessions with the necessary context for an improved experience for all. It's important to note that this training is not only for people managers. The information covered in these sessions is also relevant and necessary for manager support roles, HR business partners, HR operations, including onboarding and talent acquisition. Each of these functions will also be assigned this training curriculum within HealthStream and be required to attend a live webinar session. For additional support, HR will be hosting a series of virtual office hours beginning mid-November through the end of January. These office hours will be an opportunity for you to drop in, ask questions, or request demonstrations on manager-related activities within Workday. The official dates and times for the live webinars and office hours can be found in HealthStream beginning October 21st. You will receive notification from HealthStream that you have been assigned training at that time. Before we wrap up, let's address the top three questions we get asked the most. First, can employees access more training than just employee essentials, such as courses assigned to managers? While searchability in HealthStream is open for Workday classes, employees are encouraged to only enroll in courses recommended by their managers. Security access based on an employee's specific role will limit actions employees can perform in Workday. Therefore, taking classes that do not pertain to their role would not be beneficial to them. Second, what should I do if I'm supposed to receive an assignment based on my role, but it wasn't assigned to me? Employees should confirm with their manager whether they have received the assignment in HealthStream. If not, managers can enroll the employee, or employees can search for Workday in HealthStream to find and register for the available courses themselves. Third, will training have accessibility features? The training program is designed to have accessibility for all learning styles. All e-learning courses will feature voiceover narration. Additionally, Opus will offer a variety of learning resources, including job aids, demos, and simulations. We hope this provides a clearer understanding of what to expect for your training journey. All e-learning trainings will be available beginning October 21st, and the live webinars and office hours will run from November through early December, with some running through the end of January. Additional information can be found on our BEX Vitals page. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we will review the training plan specific to the functional areas of human resources, finance, supply chain, and research.
Thanks for listening. Episodes of Get Ready for Workday are released weekly. To have new episodes launched directly to your device, follow the series in Apple Podcasts or Spotify. For more information on the topics in this episode, visit the Business Excellence Vitals intranet site. Many thanks to the Organizational Readiness team and to the entire Business Excellence team for your great work on this program. Just a reminder, this series is intended to specifically support Mass General Brigham's Workday journey. If you are a listener from another organization, remember that what is described in this series may not pertain to your instance of Workday. Thank you for listening, and check back next week for a brand new episode.